KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 70 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up a tenth of an inch of rainfall here early this morning, and we look for it to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today, a high of 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. More than 20 months after her stabbing her mother in the chest, a Council Bluffs woman has been released from the Pottawatomie County Jail after attempted murder charges were dismissed. According to the Omaha World-Herald, last Thursday, 29-year-old Chaffelle Ferguson was transferred from the Pottawatomie County Jail to the McDermott Center at CHI Health Mercy Hospital. Fourth Judicial District Judge Timothy O'Grady dismissed the charges against Ferguson because doctors felt that she was not competent to stand trial. The charges stem from a knife attack on December 18th of 2013 at the Ferguson's home in the 2500 block of South 19th Street. According to a criminal complaint, Ferguson stabbed her mother, Catherine Ferguson, several times with a 6 to 8 inch knife and then fled. Catherine Ferguson survived the attack. And according to the complaint, Catherine told the police that her daughter suffers from severe schizophrenia and bipolar mental illness. While Ferguson is no longer facing attempted murder charges, she has not been set free. The state is expected to begin civil commitment proceedings. Police in Red Oak reported the arrest Tuesday of 17-year-old Dakota Giroux of Red Oak. Giroux was taken into custody for driving while revoked. He was arrested at around 3:25 p.m. at the intersection of North 5th Street and East Elm Street in Red Oak. Giroux was taken to Montgomery County Jail and cited into juvenile court and then released to her parents. Red Oak police also made an arrest Tuesday afternoon around 1:45 of a Red Oak man on two active warrants out of Mills County. Officers arrested 32-year-old Brian David Sapp Jr. on a warrant for forgery and another warrant for fifth-degree theft. A $5,000 bond was set on the forgery charge. Sapp was being held in Montgomery County Jail while awaiting extradition to Mills County. An incident that began with the escape of an 18-year-old from the Clarinda Academy Monday afternoon escalated into a pursuit, a crash, and the arrest of a Nebraska woman, along with the return of the escapee. The Page County Sheriff's Office says at around 1:17 p.m. Monday, 18-year-old Luis David Pinaloza fled the Clarinda Academy building and got into a silver Dodge Durango that was waiting outside for him. Academy staff located the vehicle on westbound on State Street, which is Business Highway 2 on the west side of the Clarinda city limits. Deputies also then picked up the pursuit of the vehicle about 4 miles west of town. It was traveling west at a high rate of speed. The SUV was observed driving recklessly as it passed other vehicles. Deputies attempted to stop the Durango, but it failed to stop for the fully marked patrol vehicle with its lights and sirens activated. Stop sticks were deployed in an attempt to slow the vehicle safely, but the driver attempted to steer around those tire-deflating devices, causing the Durango to go into the south ditch. The driver, identified as 18-year-old Jocelyn Louisa Garcia of Bellevue, Nebraska, steered the vehicle back onto Highway 2. A Page County deputy had pulled parallel to the vehicle when it was in the ditch, but the patrol vehicle had stayed in the westbound lane. When the Durango came back onto the highway out of the ditch, Loza Garcia steered the vehicle into the Page County Sheriff's deputy vehicle, causing $3,500 damage. Loza Garcia was arrested and charged with felony eluding, felony assault on a peace officer with a dangerous weapon, that being an automobile, and numerous other misdemeanor traffic violations. She remained held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. Luis Pinaloza, the truant Clarinda Academy student, was returned to the academy without further incident. Charges are pending against him, pending completion of the investigation, that is, and another 15-year-old passenger who was in the Durango, a family member of Luis Garcia, also from Nebraska, was taken into custody, and she was later released to her mother and father. Also, following reports from concerned citizens about a smell near an unnamed creek east of Redfield, officials of the DNR say they're investigating a discharge into the creek. Staff found a material seeping from an old tile line into the creek, which was creating a milk gray color in the creek and the odor. Authorities say it appears the discharge has been ongoing since July based on comments from citizens. The discoloration and odors exist along the creek until its confluence with the South Raccoon River. No impacts have been observed in the river, and DNR staff are working to identify the source of the discharge. Nearby public water suppliers have been notified, and people and pets are asked to avoid contact with water in that creek. In the funeral announcements, Therese Schering, age 86, of Manila, died Sunday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Therese Schering will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Delbert Anderson, age 86, of Kimbleton, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Delbert Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Alice Faber, age 93, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Alice Faber will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Nora Breddy, age 59, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Nora Breddy will be held today at 2:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Nadine Kilworth, age 77, of Exira, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Nadine Kilworth will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Mary Schmitz, age 82, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. A massive Christian burial for Mary Schmitz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Glenda Christensen, age 60, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Linda Christensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan McCowan, age 49, of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, has died. A memorial service for Susan McCowan will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Carson Presbyterian Church in Carson. Reagan V. Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Keith Frizzell, age 90, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Visitation for Keith Frizzell will be tomorrow from 2 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, with a family present from 6 until 8 p.m. Jason Woodward, age 23, of Houston, Texas, and formerly of Shelby, died Friday. Funeral services for Jason Woodward will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has arrangements. Charles Edgar Ed Flynn, Jr., age 84, of Slate Hill, New York, died Monday at the Flynn Homestead. A celebration of life service for Edgar Ed Flynn, Jr. will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Cornelius Dodd and Connell Funeral Home in Middletown, New York. Jason Jake Lee Stinn, age 35, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jake Stinn will be Friday at 11:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Donald Donnie Moore, age 56, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Donnie Moore will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Bernice Garber, age 89, of Phoenix, Arizona, died June 14th. A Celebration of Life Memorial Mass for Bernice Garber will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.